My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mark Zuckerman of MassinSports.com joins us to kick things off. Mark, why don't we begin with what was an extremely sloppy series for the Nationals. They were coming off of the impressive three-gamer and back-to-back wins against the Yankees, and then they ran out of steam against the Cubs. They gave up 7, 5, and 14 runs, and they committed all of the errors, Mark.
Yeah, Sunday's game was just atrocious. I mean, it was officially 3 errors, but it should have been 5. And I feel like they kept getting worse as the game went on. And it was a really disappointing series, obviously, given what they had done against the Yankees. And I know we can look at this and say, hey, they're young. The lineup the other day, I think it was 7 rookies in there, nobody over the age of 26. So you understand to some extent that you're going to have things like this. But the bad defense and the bad base running, which you saw earlier in the weekend, this is happening way too much, and Davey can talk about it all he wants, but this is something that does have to clean up, and I don't care if you're in your second month in the big leagues or your 10th year in the big leagues. These are things you have to be better at, and hopefully the message is getting across and that they understand that that's just not going to cut it any longer.
Mark, how do we view Mitchell Parker's season, big picture? He's had a couple of these starts, and it wasn't a meltdown. I mean, it was late bullpen, give up a touchdown and the extra point, and you mentioned some of the errors in there. But overall, still viewing his year as a guy that we weren't sure was a big leaguer or not as a pretty smashing success, even if he's maybe run out of a bit of steam here towards the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think that's the way to look at it. This is a guy that we thought maybe we'd see at some point during the season. Instead, he gets called up 2 weeks in when Josiah Gray got hurt, makes his debut at Dodger Stadium. It looks really good that night, and I think has exceeded expectations along the way. Now, I mean, is he a finished product? No. Is he have the ability to turn into a frontline starter in the big leagues? I don't know. But he has shown a little bit of resiliency here. And even when things kind of go bad around him, like we saw the other day, he still found a way to get through 6 innings. He has a way of just kind of keeping a demeanor that doesn't get too high or low, and I think that can suit him well. The biggest thing he's got to work on, we talk about bad defense, he was among the culprits. He's got 5 errors this year, most by any Nationals pitcher in a single season. He's only had 12 defensive chances. That's an atrocious percentage there. That is something he's got to clean up. It's probably not going to happen in season, but this winter, even more than pitching, I think he's just got to work on his defense.
Yeah, I've never seen a worse season defensively for a pitcher fielding the ball in the infield. And I almost, you worry it's like yip territory now, where it's so mental. Anytime he leaves the mound, bad things happen. You're trying to go get to the baseball. I want to go back to something you said an answer ago, though, Mark, when you were talking about some of the defensive miscues otherwise. And you mentioned Davey. Without going full Nats Twitter, and assuming like every ground ball is dictated by the coaching staff and they're the worst, I am curious about Davey's place in, it's been years of base running blunders. The fundamentals defensively can somewhat be explained away with youth and guys playing out of position. But I mean, at what point is the message either not getting through, or is there no fear that, hey, if I screw up and do 3 stupid things on the base paths, I'm not getting benched anyway. So what's really the ramification for me being bad at it?
Right, and I think it's fair to ask that question. Absolutely is. And you heard him after the game, I think, a little stronger than he has been in the past. He was pretty fed up with it the other day, and he even said something to the effect of, you know, hey, if you don't want to play defense, we'll have to find something else for you to do. So a little bit of a threat there. Now, I mean, would he follow through on any of that? I don't know, or you know, even who specifically he's talking about. But the time for this stuff has come and gone. It does not this should not still be an issue. And, you know, we're down to the last 4 weeks of the season, so there's only so much you can expect right now. But I do believe that next year there is increased pressure on Davey, on his coaches, on Mike Rizzo, and the front office to see the fruits of all this. They have the team out there. They're close to having the team out there that they've been counting on for a few years now. And we kind of gloss over the wins and the losses because you say it's a rebuild. I think by the time we get to next year, there should be pressure on everyone to perform and actually see the results at the big league level. And if it doesn't happen, especially early in the year, I think there are going to be some conversations and some pressure and questions about what are they going to do moving forward with all of those people. I think right now you kind of understand why it's not the case yet, but I do think 2025 is huge in that regard, and there should be pressure on everyone to be better next year.
Along those lines, before we let you go, Mark, real quick, my point is if they don't spend some money as a front office this offseason, speaking for myself, I'm going to be loud and I'm going to be angry. I mean, at some point, it's time. Like, you had several years to kind of pack it in and do this rebuild thing, and you've shown enough now that if you could supplement with some power in right field or first base or whatever you want to do, you're not that far away. Aren't we there as well to put some pressure on ownership even higher up to actually go spend some money now?
100%. I think that is the biggest unanswered question and biggest issue of the offseason. They have now shown who their core group of players is going to be. They've developed that from within. But you can't do it all from within. You have to have veterans who've done it before. The whole idea of this year was figure out what you have and figure out what you don't have. And I think we have a pretty good idea right now. They need a first baseman. They need at least a starting pitcher, probably a couple relievers, maybe another bat somewhere in there. They don't have to break the bank, but they do have to start acting like a major league team that is trying to win again. And that includes commitment from ownership to spend money on veteran players. So that to me is the pressure of the offseason. And then if they do their job, now there's pressure on everyone else to perform come April.
Mark, thank you as always, man. Have a great week.
Thank you, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.